Texte numéro 94. Southern Water considers shipping supplies from Norwegian fjords to UK. Southern Water, one of Britain's largest water companies, is drawing up contingency plans to ship water from Norway to address future supply shortages and droughts. The company, which serves 2.7 million customers in the southeast of England, could import water from Norwegian fjords, delivering up to 45 million litres a day, with costs passed on to customers' bills. Southern is in discussions with Extreme Drought Resilience Service, EDRS, a UK private company, to arrange water shipments. EDRS supplies water in Tetra Pak-style cartons, shipping containers or megalitres delivered by sea tanker. The Environment Agency has been in contact with Norwegian regulators to review the plan, which it sees as a result of the company's delayed water supply schemes. Southern Water stated that tanker shipments would be a last resort measure only, used in extreme drought conditions. Tim McMahon, Managing Director for Water, added that other backup options would be prioritised first, such as temporary desalination plants and water-saving agreements with local businesses to maintain water supply. The plan to use tankers, which was first reported by the Financial Times, will be reviewed by the Environment Agency through a public consultation. The agency will consider the environmental acceptability of using sea tankers from Norway, especially given the potential impact on local ecosystems. Southern Water has also pledged to reduce its reliance on extracting water from the River Test and River Itchen in Hampshire. Both rivers are designated as areas of special scientific interest due to their unique ecosystems. The company has committed to using less water from these rivers and building new reservoirs, such as the Havant Thicket Reservoir in Hampshire. In light of the climate crisis, water companies are lobbying regulators for permission to raise bills significantly over the next 5 years to fund necessary infrastructure improvements. However, campaigners argue that consumers have already paid for upgrades that have not yet been implemented. Greenpeace UK's chief scientist Doug Parr criticised Southern Water's plans, stating that decades of neglecting infrastructure have led to costly alternatives like tankering. Transporting vast quantities of water from Norway will be a carbon-intensive and expensive option, said Parr. Water companies need to treat potable water as a precious and finite resource. In July, the CEO of Southern Water was awarded a £183,000 bonus, despite criticism from Ofwat, the industry regulator, for submitting a business plan that was deemed inadequate and for proposing significant price hikes. Southern Water is majority owned by the Australian investment firm Macquarie, which took control in 2021 after the company received a £1 billion bailout to avoid possible renationalisation. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2024.